Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston's School of Dance. Join TET Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the TET with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at TET Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Hi, this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly one in four people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Kingston, this is your indie wake-up call. Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie wake-up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good morning, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is 20 degrees out there right now. Feels like 21. Do we want to take a temperature of what it feels like in CR2 this morning? Okay, I know this is on the station chat, but holy sweaty whatever. Yeah. Like, it's the heat's on in here.
Yeah, it is literally. I was like, I'll drive here so I'm not dripping sweat by the time I get into the control room.
We don't know who's on vacation or what's going on with the robot administrative heat and air conditioning control, but
yep.
We don't understand.
Yeah, she's toasty.
We thought that the heat wave was over, but then we came into the radio station, everybody, so it's gonna get hot for you, but definitely for us. All right, but we will give you your McKinnon Back to the Farm weather report. The weather report is fantastic. It looks like you're going to be good to go. Friday 28, you're going to be hot. Friday 28 and sunny. Saturday 29, looks like there could be some rain in the evening. You might enjoy that. Sunday, high of 25. So it looks like that rain event might come in the night.
Right.
Just imagine that's the overnight. Everybody's fine on the farm, by the way, so it's going to be so good. We'll talk about some of the artists playing there a little later on in the show. How was your week?
It's good. It's been very busy. I've had a couple dental appointments, so that's always
lots of fun. I don't like those.
I have another one today.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Got to take care of the dental hygiene and all the stuff.
Yep.
I just want to thank everyone involved with Wolf Island Music Festival, mm-hmm. Flying Bird Productions. It was a pleasure to host with Matthew Bison as we took the ferry. We took the Wolf Islander 3. Still haven't been on the 4 yet. Yeah. Love to see that 4 in action, but did not happen. We took the school bus shuttles from Dawson's Point over to St. Marg's and had a time. And this band kind you're hearing in the background. I was just so excited because there were a lot of first-timers at the festival, and people always coming up to me like, where do I go? When's the shuttle bus? What's for dinner? I'm like, okay, I'll help all of you people. But there were a lot of people who'd not been before.
Oh, nice.
And they were like, I don't know this band that's coming out. I'm like, just go in the hall.
Just get in the hall. Fun.
And everybody got in the hall and got down. It was so fun. So, yes, it was a success. I was very excited about our younger artists from Kingston. They hit it out of the park. I played some Emily Steele. Well, just a little station ID from Emily.
Was the Almond Milk Posse out in force?
Yes. I was talking to them. Excellent. And they were watching this band set up. I went over to talk to them because they're like, well, like really young. And because Almond Milk came out before Holy F. Yeah. And as they were setting up, they watched Graham from Holy F. Like, it's all analog, right? Like, he's got all these little things. Nice. And the kids are like, what's going on with that? And I was like, well, it's Nerd Central. It's peak millennial nerd music. And I could just see them like, we're going to like this guy.
Yeah.
And the whole crew. So, yes, it absolutely was successful. But, yeah, good on Almond Milk. Like we were saying, the crowd work of our younger people has come so far. Kira, even in the afternoon, at 4:30 in the afternoon, she went on a Saturday. So not everybody's there. Oh, my God. But she had everybody in the palm of her hand. Same with Almond Milk. Like, he got us all to sit down at one point. It was really good. So all good things. But we've got so much more going on. So much more. One more thing we needed to talk about, because we're going to play some of these artists a little later on in the show as well.
Mm-hmm. We've got the 17th annual Westport Music Festival. So this is open air. It's by donation. So you have no excuse if you can get there. Joan Smith and the Jane Does, who are also playing the Toucan tonight. So if you want a little taste of them, they're a super fun band. Sorry. And then we have Carlo, which is some nice instrumental surf punk. They're out of Toronto, but James Taylor from Kingston is in that band. They also have Dennis Bowman and Mikhail Laxton, and a generator party after hours at the Cove Inn.
All right, shout out to Seamus out there in Westport. We love you guys, and we'll be playing some of those artists a little later on in the show. But first, let's play some new music. I saw we got new music from Parcels, Pink Panthers, Soul Wax. You got some Luna Lee and Marie Davidson. I'm saying it now. Like, I wait, but she's my pick for the Polaris. All right? I'll be wrong. Here comes Parcels with Summer in Love. Peak summer.
This is enough for you to make believe when I'm with you. Try to see the flower when it blooms. Try to find a feeling I can use. Try to let the season take me through. Try to find the reasoning and truth. Find it hard to breathe when I'm with you. How can I believe that it's enough? How can I believe that it's enough? Find it hard to see the clearest stuff. Try to find a feeling I can touch. Try to find a feeling I can smell. Find it hard to breathe.
music. Try not to fall down, it's confusing. I wanna run free when I choose it. Play the wrong chord, say something stupid.
is what the history of human love feels like. Deep spasms of underground joy.
Inside my tummy, there ain't nobody. Empty, empty.
Are you dancing yet?
Oh my gosh. We're waking people up.
Yeah.
I think the answer would be yes. If they're not, I got some Kate Trinata new music, Space Invader in the background. So let's go.
So yeah, that was Marie Davidson, a strong contender according to the CFRC Indie Wake Up team.
Well,
for Polaris Prize.
15% of the time, I'm 100% accurate on my Polaris predictions. So I think it's going to be Marie Davidson. I've been incorrect before. Anyway, love
Still,
it.
A
love
great
it.
Track.
Yep. Love it.
And before that, you heard Luna Lee with You Didn't Have to Go. And Luna's new album is coming out Friday, tomorrow. So if you dug what you heard, you can start off your weekend.
Yeah. Pick it up.
The album cover for that is also amazing. It's her in the woods in a beautiful dress with a giant axe. So, you know, what's not to like there?
We're in.
We heard a little homage to The Prodigy in one of those songs as well, which is...
That was the Soul Wax song called Run Free. And I just kept hearing that hook. And it wasn't a sample necessarily, but I'm like, that's from The Prodigy. That's from Fat of the Land for sure. And I just love it. I love the reiteration. And it was another great track. Yeah, like we got a little dancey this morning with some Barry Can't Swim off this incredible album that was released just about a week ago called Loner. That was a track called Childhood, bringing so many sounds that I love because there's nostalgia in there, but like those just little touches of new.
And that delicious accent.
Oh my God. Get the whole album. It's so good. Yeah. I was also saying, wow, Pink Panther's put out a song that's longer than a minute and 20 seconds. That was Soap featuring Eve. Actually, it's Eve featuring Pink Panthers. Maybe that's why it's longer than a minute and 28 seconds. Yeah. And then we started things off with Parcels.
Nice.
So
and we have the amazing Chance in here working on...
Chance. I know he's working on the heat. Turn it up. Turn it up. Oh my God. So good and hot and sweaty in here. Because there was a heat advisory that's gone outside.
Yeah, it was beautiful this morning getting here.
Yeah. I think it's making me even more hyper.
Yes.
So sorry, listeners.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got some things to talk about happening north of here. Mm-hmm. Much love for Westport. Seamus, I know, is out there trying to get it all going on. And all those, our friends at The Cove, who are always featuring great artists from around our region. Like, we know so many visitors to the Indie Wake Up Call that play at The Cove. And it's super chill. Like, yeah. It's such a great venue. And what I love about Westport, too, there's a lot of people who are coming back, who've been there before. But good times out there. Mm-hmm. And just bring your bathing suit.
Yeah.
That's the kind that you can bring your bathing suit.
Yeah, it's outdoors. So, I mean, anything you're doing outdoors this weekend, bring your water, bring your hat. But just enjoy that, like, slightly less scalding sun and listen to some great music. There's also an after party for the Westport at the Cove. So
settle down, Westport. Settle down. They got ice cream there, too. It's great. What do we have coming up? Who are playing Westport?
We're playing Westport. We've got Carlo and we've got Jane Smith and the Joan Smith.
Jones. That's tough.
Joan Smith and the Jane Does.
Okay.
And then Mikhail Laxton. So, yeah, get a little trifecta of tunes that will hopefully pique your interest and get you out there.
Always a good time. Always good attendance, too. 17th Annual Music Westport. Good on you guys. And it looks like the weather is going to cooperate. So, yeah, just give you some more cake tronada as we get to some Carlo on the Indie Wake Up Call.
break up again. Break up again.
Stay,
if we just stay,
stay
for a
take it away. Mother, pray for me. Mother, will you talk to me? I don't know the time in which you dream. There's a pigeon that we speak, but is it enough? Don't give up, mother, pray for me. Mother, are you near to me? We never lit our car.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, guys. Yeah, that's what's up.
That was Owl Farm live off the floor, probably at the Toucan. With Porpoise, you might have heard a little "Oh Hi Weave" in there. You know, another CFRC celebrity. Owl Farm and Thorax are playing the Toucan on Saturday night, and I am super excited. Thorax is a metal doom band with Greg Watson, who you may know from Orange Alabaster Mushroom and Mississippi Grover as well. Multi-instrumentalist, multi-talented human being. And Owl Farm are just a heck of a lot of fun.
Shout out to our friends at the Toucan, all the service industry people in general doing what they got to do this summer. The days and nights have been busy down there, and just on it. Good times. Toucan, we love you so much. I don't know, like what we have so much else to talk about, but it's just great to reflect on some of those artists you just heard were also playing Music Westport. We covered all of that. We have to talk about Back to the Farm as well. We're going to get to that soon. But I don't know, do you want to just play some more new music for a bit?
Yeah, there's so much new music happening.
Yeah, well, what do you got? Like, let's look at some of this. Give me some of this. What's happening here? What's Cootie Catcher? What is that?
Cootie Catcher. I had to select them.
They are playing.
They were just announced as playing Pop Montreal this September. So we haven't talked Pop Montreal, but
no.
the second huge list of artists was released. I mean, they have a playlist on Spotify and it's 10 hours long, which gives you an indication of how many amazing artists are there. So
I was saying I love a poster where every artist has the same font.
Yep.
It's because then you just go.
Yep.
Just go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, you'll see like not even at the top or bottom. It's just
alphabetical order.
Yeah.
Alternating color scheme.
Love it. Love it.
A little profanity on the poster, but you know, it's very
sacré cool. I don't know, like what? that's not what they say.
No.
But yeah, very excited about Pop Montreal. We just posted a bit about that as well. Anything else you got here that's playing there? I see you put it like was it Bouvier Normal?
Yeah, Bouvier Normal and Soft Top Intrepid and Zola Jesus are all some of the bands there. None of whom I've heard before. So this is a discovery.
Here comes Cootie Catcher.
Oh, call me that, friend of a friend of a friend. If you can call me that, friend of a friend of a friend. If you can call me that.